This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How would you like a 15% discount to my daily email, the stack of stuff, the show notes, discounts to the conference, all of that? All you need to do is text the word SHOW to 33777. You'll get the annual subscription with a 15% discount to my daily email. You'll get the stack of stuff, the links to the show notes, discounts to the conference, and so much more. All you have to do is text the word SHOW, S-H-O-W, to 33777. Text SHOW to 33777.
Welcome to the Eric Erickson Show podcast, hour two.
Thank you, Nate. I got my reference wrong. Shame on Charlie. Should have picked it up. It was Naked Gun, not Airplane with full body condom, Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, thank you, Nate. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the nation. 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program? I have a question for you. I got a question. Are you unhappy with the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson? He's going to put forward funding for Ukraine and Israel. Doesn't appear there are the votes for the Republican plan for funding border security, but Ukraine and Israel are going to go forward. I'm assuming, like me, you don't like that. I think we should fund Ukraine and Israel, but also the border. In fact, most Americans say we shouldn't be funding these things without funding the border. So I assume you're unhappy. Now, let me ask you another question. Do you presume that given your unhappiness, we should just let the Democrats take over? Because that's where we are now. Thomas Massie of Kentucky has announced that he will be joining Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene on her motion to oust the Speaker of the House to vacate the chair, which would hand the House of Representatives to Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats with one seat Republican majority. You get rid of Johnson, you're handing the House to Hakeem Jeffries. No other Republican at this point wants the job. I'm beginning to believe that some members of the right won't be happy unless they are miserable. If you're not losing, you're going to be miserable. So let me give you this analogy. Republicans and Democrats alike are running us off the fiscal cliff. It's a bipartisan problem. The Republicans are as much the problem as the Democrats are. Republicans are spending just not as fast as Democrats. But let's use a car crash analogy, because both of them are heading us towards a crash. The difference is that Republicans are driving the fiscal crash car at 10, 15 miles an hour. The Democrats want to put the pedal to the metal and go 70 miles an hour. A crash at 15 to 25 miles an hour is far more recoverable than a crash at 70 miles an hour, which is very often fatal. You know, your body stopping when you slam into the brick wall at 10, 15 miles an hour, you can recover. Your body, when you slam into the brick wall at 70 miles an hour, your aortic valve is going to tear and you're going to bleed out internally before they can get to you. So it's a crummy situation on all sides. And I feel bad for Mike Johnson. He's the dog that caught the car and it's been running him over ever since. But if you oust him, you hand it to the Democrats. What Mike Johnson and what Marjorie Taylor Greene and what Thomas Massie and others actually need is more Republicans in the House of Representatives. They need Republicans. With a one-seat majority, they can't get anything done. But here's the thing that I think a lot of people forget who are angry about the situation. You're looking at what they're doing and you don't like it. Open your mind to the possibility of what are they stopping? Because the Democrats are easier to herd. Progressives fall in line. And when progressives fall in line, they do bad things. So you're seeing the spending and you don't like it. You're seeing the Ukraine funding and you don't like it. The Democrats would fund Ukraine more than the Republicans are funding Ukraine. And they would structure it in ways without any oversight. And it would pass the Senate. The Democrats would expand DEI funding. The votes are there in the Senate, even with some moderate Republicans to pass that. It's not going to get through Mike Johnson's house. See, conservatives get spun up a lot, and I know because I've been one who has. Sometimes have to remind myself, yeah, this sucks. I don't like it. But if we hand it to the Democrats, how much worse will it be? And there are some who will say, well, it can't be any worse than this. And those are the people with limited imagination. Nancy Pelosi was able to herd the squad and the moderate Democrats together to advance the Inflation Reduction Act, which was essentially the Green New Deal. And there's a reconciliation package that hasn't been happened this year. You see, with the Republicans in charge of the House of Representatives, reconciliation can't happen. Reconciliation is the package, the spending package, where it's not filibusterable. So they could structure it in a way that either Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema is bought off, and it gets through the United States Senate by a vote or a tie with Kamala Harris voting. And all you got to do is have the House Democrats in charge of the House. You get the Democrats in charge of the House. They may even buy off a couple of moderate Republicans and do a reconciliation package. Small minds look at these things and they say, well, this sucks. Just give it to the Democrats. Those of us who've lived through these cycles see how much worse it would actually be. Those who look at this and say, might as well hand it to the Democrats. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, well, if this happens, she's not going to take blame. She refuses to take the blame. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't take blame for anything, including cheating on her spouse and causing the collapse of her marriage. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not going to take the blame for these things. She doesn't take blame. That's the nature of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She refuses to ever take blame. But we'll pay the price. Even if she doesn't want to take the blame, we'll pay the price. You put the Democrats in charge. There's a reconciliation package that could happen with just Democratic votes. It's very hard to govern a House Republican majority where you have a split between conservatives and moderates and even some liberal Republicans. There's not a lot Mike Johnson can do. Yeah, I wish he would fight harder. I frankly wish we'd shut down the government, but we're not. He's the Speaker of the whole House, not the Speaker of the Republican Conference. He has obligations to the House that transcend obligations just to the GOP. And he's going to keep the government open, whether I want him to or whether you want him to or not. It's the nature of the beast. We got the first movement conservative. He might be in over his head. Maybe he is. Maybe he's in over his head. Still the first movement conservative, and the conservatives are the ones who have been undermining him ever since. They want their way or the highway, and they can't get it because there are less of us than there are the moderates. The moderate and liberal Republicans outnumber the conservatives, and the moderate and liberal Republicans aligned with the moderate Democrats in the House make up a majority that even the far-left squad and the House conservatives, the Freedom Caucus guys, they don't have the numbers to stop. So if you come up with some good ideas that can rally the House, and remember the conservatives structured a spending package that actually cut in real terms, in real dollars, they structured a spending package that actually reduced the size of the federal government, and they got the liberal and the moderate Republicans to agree to an 8% cut in government, and Matt Gaetz blew it up because he didn't want the House Ethics Committee to investigate whether or not he had relations with an underage girl. He ousted Speaker McCarthy. The Democrats should be writing Matt Gaetz love letters. You know, Speaker Johnson has only raised like $2, $3 million for the Republicans. Kevin McCarthy, in the same period of time, raised $20 million. Johnson doesn't have the connections that McCarthy has. The fundraising for the House GOP is off the rails. It's not good. It's a problem. The entire situation is bad. If the Republicans come back next year and they have a larger majority, and I hope they do, the Republicans, maybe they'll replace Mike Johnson. I don't know that Mike Johnson will care. I don't know that he wants the job anymore. But now the question at this moment is, do you want Mike Johnson or do you want Hakeem Jeffries? Because that really is kind of your choice. The Republican majority is going to go back up after some special elections. They'll get a 2 or 3 seat majority, but it won't be by much. Mike Gallagher is going to leave, reduce the numbers even further. They've tried to come up with a way to persuade him to stay, and he's like, I'm done with the clown show. I can't really blame him. I wish these guys were elected to serve a term. They should stay the term. It's never been easy, but some of them are like, they just don't care. They don't care, and neither you nor I can make them care. They're just kind of done with it. So the question is, do you want the Democrats in charge right now or not? And if you say it doesn't matter, there's no difference. There's a reconciliation package that hasn't come to the floor because Mike Johnson's been killing it. There's an even bigger spending package for Ukraine that hasn't come to the floor because Mike Johnson won't let it. There's DEI legislation that hasn't come to the floor because Mike Johnson won't let it. There's ESG legislation to impose it on companies that hasn't come to the floor because Mike Johnson won't let it. There's a whole lot of stuff that hasn't come to the floor and hasn't gone to the Senate when it could pass the Senate because Mike Johnson's there. You may not like him. You may not like the job he's doing. You may think he's in over his head. You may think he's not giving conservatives enough wins. But you're seeing the stuff that passes, and you don't like the stuff that passes. And you need to have the imagination to think of the stuff that isn't passing because he's there. That's far worse. Bigger spending packages, worse social legislation, worse legislation all around. All these things that could pass and could pass the Senate in a reconciliation package. I totally get it. I'm frustrated, too. But when you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, Matt Gaetz and others, they supported bad Republican candidates in 2022 who they decided were better than the establishment Republicans there. They needed to beat them in primaries. They beat them in primaries. And the people they supported were not good fits for the districts and could not win the general elections and ran bad races. Well, the people who are trying to oust the speaker right now are the people who picked those bad candidates who lost, who helped the Democrats have as close to the majority as they possibly could. You want to fix the situation, stop sending insane candidates into the general election. Stop sending bad fits into the election. There is a path forward for Republicans, but my gosh, so many of these guys, I think they're not happy unless they're miserable. I think they're not happy unless they're losing. I think they can fundraise, whether they're the majority or the minority. They can go on Fox News and OAN and Newsmax and they complain and send out emails and say, send me money. I oust to the Speaker of the House. Send me money. Pay no attention to who's in charge now. They should have never put McCarthy in to begin with, but they did. They should not have ousted him when they did. Many of you got mad at me when I said they shouldn't have ousted McCarthy. You're like, you didn't support him to begin with. No, I didn't. But I could see what was coming. I told you all this sort of stuff would happen. people sent me hate mail for saying you didn't like him to begin with. We might as well oust him. Yeah, you didn't have a plan. These Republicans constantly confuse tactics and strategy. They think they have a strategy and they just have a series of tactics with no ultimate outcome that they want. You're not going to shut down the government. I wish we could shut down the government. I'd love to shut down the government. There aren't the votes to keep it shut down. These moderate Republicans would sell us out. With Johnson there, you may think you're getting nothing, but he's preventing these moderate Republicans from selling us out to the Democrats. He's for preventing the Democrats from being in charge, and he's preventing a reconciliation package that could pass the House and Senate, bypass the filibuster, and screw us all. He's preventing that. You may not like what you're getting from him, but I absolutely, without hesitation, assure you, you'll hate the left much more. And you can say, well, they'd have to own it. So we might as well let them have it and we can campaign against them. Are you really sure the American people will care when they see a functioning house that gets things done as opposed to the squabbling children they have now? You may care. I may care. But do you really think the low information voter will care when they no longer see the drama? Do you really think that? Do you really want to take that chance? Sadly, Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene do. I hope they're not successful because I really don't want to say the words Speaker Jeffries.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, I would be delighted to have you. I got to just mention one more aspect on this Mike Johnson situation before I move on. I was trading a text message with a buddy of mine, and he's got a good point. And I do wonder if the House Republicans are able to increase a majority after November, maybe we will see the conservative Mike Johnson, the guy who's been there going back to his time in the Louisiana legislature as a conservative stalwart. But when you got a one-seat majority and the conservatives are outnumbered by the moderates and progressives, it's ultimately a numbers game. You increase his numbers, you give him more to work with to be able to pick fights and hold the line. You put Trump in the White House as well, that changes the dynamic. But having a 1-2-seat majority in the House, a Democratic majority in the Senate, and the White House controlled by the Democrats, there's only so much the GOP can do. So we got to decide, do we want to put the Democrats in charge of the House or at least stop the Democrats from passing a lot of really bad stuff we don't like, even if we don't like what's coming right now? I don't either. I'm not going to defend it. I don't think it's defendable, really, but I also do have the imagination to understand how much worse it could be if you put Hakeem Jeffries in the Speaker's chair, which this motion to oust the Speaker would undoubtedly do. So let's just hold on, get us to November, and maybe we can improve our situation in the House. But, I mean, the GOP's got to do some really good candidate recruitment, frankly, to be able to cross the finish line. Now, how about this? In 15 seconds or less, you can have the answer to whatever you need to deal with your computer. So you can be the expert on your job. Envision Computers can be the expert on your computer. You call them at 404-COMPUTE anywhere nationwide or go to visioncomputers.com, and they can be your in-house tech experts. So if you, for your home computer, or you, for your office computer, or your employees for your office computers, you don't know something, you're having a problem, email, printer, whatever, you call Vision Computers, 15 seconds or less, you get the actual accurate answer instead of relying on the Google AI bot to give you the wrong answer when you try to search online for what's going on. You know, it's like you search online for my computer's not doing something, and it's like the WebMD of computers. Well, it could be a virus or your computer could have cancer. It's what it does with you, too. You know, when you're up, I got a cough. What is it? Up, you're going to die. Well, with Vision, you call them, 404-COMPUTE, you sign up with them, and they're going to give you the actual answer, not the scary answer, and they're going to work with you. 404Compute, visioncomputers.com, $179 a year. Even if you didn't buy a computer from them, they can be your in-house IT solution and build your computers for you, too.
Hello, my friends. How are you? The phone number, 877-973-7425. For some of you listening live, pull back the curtain here for just a little bit. You heard dead air there for a minute. Apparently, the satellite retransmission facility, the internet, crashed at their facility. So much so we couldn't even get them on the phones to get things back up. But we should be fixed now. My apologies. Y'all, I have to, it pains me to have to say what I'm about to say. I'm dreaming of a colonoscopy right now because it would be less painful and burdensome than what I'm about to have to say. I think I'd rather it with, like, even not, like, being put out without any anesthesia at all. I think I would rather that than what I'm about to have to say. It's the words curdle on my tongue. Elizabeth Warren is right about something. Okay. Wipe my tongue off. Yes. Okay. So Elizabeth Warren is upset about TurboTax for upselling taxpayers during the filing process. Everybody had to file their taxes. And she's not wrong. Now, obviously, she wants, like, full-throated socialism and stuff. And she's not a bright person, by the way. She's not a bright person. She uses her Native American credentials to get around the fact that she's not a very bright person. But she's on to something here. And this is somewhat repetitious for some of you, but it really is worth saying. All of us have gone through this tax filing situation. I was a responsible American citizen this year and for the first time in many years did not just file a tax extension because I didn't actually want to deal with my taxes. I dealt with them. And I paid my fair share. Joe, I saw Mark Cuban said he was going to pay like $28 million in taxes for the past year. I thought rich people didn't pay taxes. Elizabeth Warren told us that. Well, I guess she was wrong about that one. But so here's her point. If you use TurboTax, I used to use TurboTax until I became a vastly influential member of the media and now need an accountant because my taxes are burdensome. LLC this, trust that, all those things. You know, when you get like mildly quasi-famous, they want you to put all your property in a trust so nobody can sue and take your house from you. It's wild stuff. In any event, TurboTax is garbage. I used to use TurboTax, and it was garbage then, but it's worse garbage now. It's online. You don't get the software. I used to, back in the day, you'd get the CD. You'd put it in your computer back when computers still had CD-ROM drives, and you load it, and then it would have to update over the internet, the latest changes to the tax code, and you'd fill it out. Now you got to go online, and it's garbage. All of the free online programs, they're garbage programs. If you got basic taxes to do, you can do it on those programs, but they're kind of garbage. And what they do, all of them, is they steer you to the paid service. They offer it for free, but they offer you a better experience if you upgrade for $49.99 plus tax or whatever it is. When George W. Bush was president, the things he recommended that no one wanted to take him up on, Social Security reform, you know how many of us would be millionaires now had we just listened to him and privatized Social Security? But no, God forbid we should do that. A lot of us would be far better off right now had we taken him up on that. But Republicans, not Democrats, Republicans rejected him. Republicans and Democrats alike rejected another Bush idea. All of us, every single one of us, gets a W-2 from our employer, myself included. We get a W-2. If you work for multiple jobs, you get multiple W-2s. However, if you work as an independent contractor, you get a 1099. If you invest in the stock market, you get a 1099 div. You get dividends. You get 1099s. You get 1099s as an independent contractor. For all of your non-employment income, you get various 1099s. If you're in a partnership, you get a K-1. If you're just a regular employee, you get a W-2.
What George W. Bush proposed is that all of those, your K-1s, your 1099s, and your W-2s, they've all got to be submitted to the IRS with your Social Security number to track you. You get a copy, and the IRS gets a copy. So what George W. Bush proposed is, well, if the IRS is already getting all this stuff, let the IRS add it all up. They already know when your kids' birthdays are, so they know if they're still dependents. They know that your spouse is still alive and doesn't work. You're single household, single, or you're married, filing jointly, one income. So the IRS will add all that stuff up. They'll do the taxes for you, and they'll send you either a check or a bill. And they'll say, assuming nothing has changed, you're still joint filing, one income. These are still your dependent children. They're still lawful dependents based on this information. The W-2s we got, the 1099s we got, the K-1s you got. Here's either your refund or here's what else you owe. If you disagree, file your taxes. Otherwise, you get what you get and you don't pitch fit. That was the Bush plan. You didn't have to accept what the IRS said. If you wanted to file and you wanted to do itemized deductions, file. Take your itemized deductions, pay your accountant, file it, get a bigger refund, or pay less money. But if you, in the middle class, you had just, you didn't have exotic work, you just had maybe a couple 1099s and a W-2, the IRS is going to be real easy. They'd send you the letter. You'd get a refund or you'd get the bill. The bill would come with a return envelope. You'd put a stamp on it and off it went to the IRS. You wrote your check. Otherwise, you get the refund. It was a no-brainer. But the private sector companies that do these programs said, no, 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 no. We'll give free copies, free access to our online tax filing. That's what we'll do. We'll give it to people for free. There is nothing for free when it comes to this stuff. You're bombarded with advertisements or subtle suggestions to upgrade. And you got to pay. You want the good experience? You got to pay. If you don't want to pay, well, then you actually are the product. You're not the customer. They're going to sell your information. They're going to make money off of you somehow. They're always going to make money off of you somehow. I'm not opposed to the free market making money. But you're mandatorily required to file your taxes. It's between you and the government. You shouldn't have to have a middleman. The reason you have a middleman is because the government has complicated the process. It's they give you the forms, but they're pretty complicated. And the software packages are designed to make it a little easier to figure out, to ask you questions in English in ways the IRS may not. But for the overwhelming majority of Americans, something like 60 to 70% of Americans who are W-2 and 1099 based, that's all of their income is W-2 and 1099. The IRS gets all those forms anyway. So it should be real easy for the IRS to run the numbers and tell you, here's your refund or here's what you owe. It should be real easy for the IRS to do that. It is remarkable that it was not just Republicans, but it was Democrats as well, who rejected the idea. So Elizabeth Warren, she's right on this. Elizabeth Warren criticized TurboTax on Monday for charging taxpayers for relatively simple tax returns and repeatedly upselling them during the filing process. Ahead of Monday night's tax deadline, Warren pointed to an example of a sample taxpayer with a simple filing situation who would qualify for the IRS's new direct file tool, which is a free pilot program available in 12 states. However, using TurboTax, the sample filer would pay $133 for filing federal and state taxes and get upsold or solicited for additional costly services 8 or 9 times in the process. The TurboTax website attempts to divert taxpayers away from free filing options early in the process and continues to do so throughout their federal and state tax filing, she wrote in a letter to the Federal Trade Commission Chair Lena Khan. Given these ongoing concerns, I support the FTC's work and urge you to continue to take action to protect taxpayers from tax preparation companies that pile junk fees onto taxpayers. In 2022, Intuit agreed to pay $141 million to low-income filers who paid for TurboTax services when they should have been free as part of a multi-state settlement. The FTC has prohibited Intuit from advertising its services as free unless they're free for all consumers or clearly and conspicuously disclose the percentage of customers that qualify for the services. There are easier ways to do this. We should have listened to George W. Bush. He was right in this. Now, that only takes care of federal taxes, but that's the biggest concern. And it was an easily fixable concern. I got to tell you, the process is too complicated. I personally favor a flat tax. Like I favor a flat tax even more than the than a sales tax or the or a VAT. A VAT would be very bad. I think that a flat tax actually makes more sense. Don't shoot people. Don't shoot than a fair tax. But I think we need real tax reform one way or the other, and we're not going to get it with Democrats in charge. However, if Trump wins election and the Republicans can hold the House and gain the Senate, then we can extend the Trump tax package from 2017, because remember, it expires next year. And maybe we can do some real tax reform and we can use reconciliation to do it. But it all depends on Republicans actually being able to get along with each other well enough to win some elections. And right now, I think there are a significant portion of them that are perfectly fine losing, so long as they get to lose and try to be victims of the process and earn some money off of it. It's sad. There's so much more. By the way, now let me really stir things up. Rosemary Hopcroft at the Institute for Family Studies. Despite 21st century being a very different place from Shakespearean England, women's mate preferences have not changed as much as we might like to think. In the past 50 years, there have been huge shifts in American society as women's participation in the labor force has increased and female earnings have surged, while men's participation in the labor force has fallen and male earners have stagnated. Yet women still prefer a husband who can credibly support or assist in supporting a family. Men with low incomes, particularly the unemployed, are less likely to be married, and if married, are more likely to get divorced. This can be further illustrated with census data on the median income for men in the prime marriage ages of 20 to 30 from 1970 to 2020. Despite the major changes in women's employment and earnings over that time, the young men who women chose to marry and stay married to still earn a lot more, almost twice as much, as never married or divorced men. And this has changed little since 1970. From a purely economic standpoint, this makes no sense. The increase in women's wages relative to men's would suggest that a man's income would become less of a factor in marriage, yet that's not the case. The persistence of the breadwinning norm can be explained by theory and research from evolutionary psychology, which has also provided abundant evidence that in all cultures, breadwinning ability is a more important characteristic to a potential spouse for women than it is for men. In other words, women still want a sugar daddy. Maybe I shouldn't put it that way, but women want a man who can provide for the family. And in fact, in households where the man is the predominant breadwinner for the family, those families tend to stay together. It's interesting data. Despite all the years and lectures and progress on women's lib and the rise of feminism, women still would like a man who could actually, poop hit the fan, take care of the family with his income. And we as a society, despite this, have gone to war against young men and penalized young men and driven them from the workforce, discouraged them from working, and told them that they are as equal as the other sex and there's really no difference. And if they can do a job, a woman can do the job better. And we've turned young men into the butt of too many jokes, and many of them are falling out of the workforce and getting discouraged at a time we really need to be encouraging them to get involved, get in society, get in their community, and get in the workforce. While all this is happening, we've got the economic turmoil out there. Regional banks are having their credit downgraded. Now they're going to rack up profit. They're going to be fine. What about you? Are you going to be fine? Swiss America wants to teach you how to protect your hard-earned assets right now, and they've got a report. It's a shocking report. You need to read it for yourself. It's completely free. It's The Secret War on Cash. Your copy's free by calling or texting 800-289-2646. The All-Out War on Cash includes digital forms of currency. It's spreading daily. You can read The Secret War on Cash report completely for free. All you do is mention my name, Eric Erickson. When you call or text 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646. You can also go to SwissAmerica.com/Eric, SwissAmerica.com/ERICK. Mention my name, though, when you call or text 800-289-2646. Get the report. It is completely free. You do not have to pay a thing to Swiss America. They want to teach you how to protect your hard-earned assets now. They want to educate you about the secret war on cash. 800-289-2646. Message and data rates may apply. Yuri Berliner is a Peabody Award-winning senior editor at National Public Radio, and he took to the Citizen Free Press, Barry Weiss's website, to say, well, let me read you the quote. With declining ratings, sorry levels of trust, and an audience that has become less diverse over time, the trajectory for NPR is not promising. Two paths seem clear. We can keep doing what we're doing, hoping it will all work out, or we could start over with the basic building blocks of journalism. We could face up to what we've done gone wrong. News organizations don't go in for that kind of reckoning, but there's a good reason for NPR to be the first. We're the ones with the word public in our name. His piece exposed the internal progressive divisions at NPR and noted the network is increasingly becoming wider, even as they obsess about race and diversity and everything. That they are more and more insular in their thinking and in their coverage. They are less likely to reach out to people who disagree with the progressive position. He has been suspended from National Public Radio. He's worked there for 25 years. The new CEO of National Public Radio, Catherine Mayer, turns out to be a, like, hyper-progressive lunatic who for years now on social media has vented about her white privilege and apologizing for being a cisgendered white female with white privilege and on and on and on and on. And she is certainly playing to the stereotypes, suspending this guy. Now, the reality is probably no organization would allow someone to continue working without disciplinary action for writing what he wrote. But the reality is also that every word of what he wrote is true. NPR has always been liberal, and even like people who work at NPR have come out and said, yeah, we've always been liberal, but it's gotten really hyper-progressive now in ways that are intolerant of even other liberals. It's very interesting that they should have this recognition, and it's also very notable that they should oust this guy for telling what amounts to the truth about National Public Radio. It has gotten so woke, it is completely unlistenable to. And I used to even listen to the business stuff at NPR on occasion, but not anymore. I mean, it's just too woke. Even the business news is too hyper-partisan progressive. Sad.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.